Masechet Baba Metzia Daf Nun Hay, and we start at the bottom of Nun Dalamud Bet. Dedicate this shir l'nishmat all those that have died in this war, to chayalim, to civilians, to all the tzuim, to chatufim. Mention the last member of the prayer. Thank Matan Shachar Ben Enat. Everyone should have a mamash a Yeshua for this Pesach. So I dedicate this shir at the end of Shloshim to Dina, Uriah, Bat Yurit, and Moshe Isaacson. That's Mervin and Jocelyn's late daughter Dina. She would end as a result of Pesach. It should be Ilu for her neshama. Okay, so we're starting at the bottom of the last lines of Nun Dalam Ubet. So Amar Rav Ashi Rabin. So we saw a moment ago. We saw that in yesterday's daf. We spoke there about a behema temeya. That this Tana taught in front of Rabbi Elazar, this idea that the animal was became Tamei, right? So initially it was Mugdash to the Berek Abayit. And then afterwards, and he says, and therefore an animal like that, only you have a Me'ila, because Tchilato Mehekdesh. And then the Gemara said that Rabbi Elazar had a difficulty with it. He said, what do you mean, only the beginning? Right? He says, Dil Melinian Chomesh Kama. He says, maybe you're talking about Chomesh. And actually, you're referring to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, which we learned in the middle of the Rabbi Shur ben Levi said, "Ahegdesh Rishon Mosif Chomesh, Al Hegdesh Shani Am Mosif Chomesh." That the first Hegdesh that there is, we add a Chomesh, not to the second. Now, the interesting thing with an animal, a behemoth Temeya can go through quite a few, let's call them, I don't know, metamorphoses or reincarnations of a kind. Because you can dedicate a Tamei animal to the Beit HaMikdash, to Beit HaKavod. It can't be used for a Korban, right? But it can go to Berek Abayit. Now you can dedicate an animal when it's tahor, can become tameh. You can then use that animal to do chilul of another animal onto it, and then from that tameh animal do chilul onto another animal. So the tameh animal also serve as like a halfway house to transfer kedusha from one animal to that animal, and then ultimately to another animal, which could even be a tahor animal. So it says over here, Rabbi Ashi to Ravina. A behema temeya betchilat hegdesh ita. That's got hegdesh at the very beginning, right? Beemtz hegdesh. And it hasn't got an emtz hegdesh. And it can't be you magdish that tamay animal from another animal. Even though you're going to transfer some other animal, the kedusha, onto a tahor animal. In the meantime, you went through a tamay animal. What when you come to redeem that tamay animal in the middle? You're not going to pay a chomesh on that. Are you with me? Right? You got it? That's his question. Look at Rashi. Now he did a sof hegdesh lo mishkachle. We understand at the end there's no hegdesh called tama animal, and you're gonna get out the picture. Mishum de lav le mizbeach, as you should go for a mizbeach. Velo le shak avin. You can't actually, if it was something else, you would have to build it into the bricks because it was tama. Miu be hegdesh shayni mishkachle. We can find it in the middle. Shehi tfisa tachet achelet. You can take something which was hegdesh, redeem it onto this tama animal. Vechozer upodel tam. You can redeem this animal onto something else. Now, when you do that redemption, converting the kedusha from that tame animal onto something else, why are you paying a chomesh? It seems that the only a chomesh on the very first kedusha, when you're redeeming that first kedusha, why when you're redeeming the second kedusha? It says, Amar le fisha ein besof hekdesh. Why? Because it hasn't got his sof hekdesh. Look at Rashi. Umishum achi im ait emtze hekdesh binach mashav. Because like the end of hekdesh, we'll see there isn't, if it's really been like from you were makdish something and you redeemed it onto something else, you were makdish something else as a result of that. The third kedusha, if you put in that, there's no chomesh. So he said, just like the last one, there's no chomesh, so to the middle, there's no chomesh. There should be in the middle, the losi dami chomesh. You should add a chomesh to the middle one, the end one, I understand, but the middle one, why not? Samali aray hu kekesev hegdesh. He says, no, why not? Because the middle was right at the end. So we want to compare it to the end. It's like the end one, there's no Chomesh. So therefore, the middle is not the Chomesh. So Amari Rav Zutra Bereid Rav Mari Ravina, but on the other way around. Why do you compare to the end of Hegdesh, the third level of Hegdesh, compared to the first one? If there's one animal you magdish, and you redeem the kedusha from that animal onto a second animal, and then you redeem the hegdesh from that animal to the third animal, So we understand that the third one, there's no chumash in Yudin, that one, the last one, let's call it. But the first one there is. Why do you say the second one is closer to the third one? So it's closer to the first one, correct? It's in the middle. It could go either direction. So should rather compare to the last one. Why? Shechein nitfas mi nitfas. Why? Because what's the third one? The third one, the kedusha that is tofes comes out of another kedusha that was already had been tofes of something else. And the second one is also, you were magdi something, and then this kedusha was something which was tofes from something else which was hegdesh. As opposed to the first one, which was magdi from nothing, the kedusha was imbibed. It didn't absorb its kedusha from something else. It was inherent in the hegdesh itself. You with me? That's what he says. So it was adraba. On the contrary, the first hegdesh, why? Let's compare it to the first one rather, because the first one, there's something else that comes after which replaces its hegdesh. The third one also is able to pass on its hegdesh to something else. There's something that comes after the first one. There's something that comes after the second one as well. So it's like the first one. So he says, Kedama Rava, Haole. The Gemara says, what's the answer? That's all the question. The Gemara says, no, we're paskin like Rava. What did Rava say? Kedama Rava, Haola. In the Pasuk, we got there. The Pasuk says like this. Va'eshel nizbeach tukat bo. The fire, this is the morning for a korban tamid ala boker. You light the fire in the morning. Lo tichbe uvi'er aleha ha-kohen etzim ba-boker ba-boker. You put wood onto the fire. Va'arach aleha ha-olah. And on the wood goes ha-olah, the olah. Victir aleha chilbe ha-shlamim. And look at Rashi says. Kedama Rava. It's about 10 lines down. To the narrow lines. Klomar behedya im it emtze hekdesh mina. The middle level is definitely out of the picture. Why? Because Amar Rava beseder yoma ha'ola. What's ha'ola? Dichtiv gab beseder Amar Racha. When it comes to the beginning of the Bet Hamikdash in the mornings, every morning, the whole process. So there is Trumat Deshen. We know that. Right? There was like the very first avod of the. Remember, you used to have like a. We learned before they had like a lottery between them. Who got to do Trumat Deshen? They give it to the Pirchei Kohanim, to the young Kohanim, to run up and clean the Mizbeach. But the first Korban was the Korban HaTamid of Boker ha'ola. Was the Ola. Right? Ubi'er aleha ha'kohen etzim ba'boker ba'boker v'arach aleha ha'olah. Hai, what's the ha'yetair? What's ha'olah? What did you say? V'arach aleha olah. Dari shehet tehi rishon. That's the first one. First korban. Shlo yeh hekter kodem letamid shashachin. Nothing is burnt before that. It's just like ha'olah is olah rishonah. Hachinami hat-me'ah. Right? T'me'ah rishonah. It's only behema hat-me'ah. Why is it called behema hat-me'ah? The first animal, which was the tamid animal, that's the one where you had a chomesh. Nothing else. After the word Tanya Kabachi Rabbi Shimon Levi, the word quite a bright of Shimon Parazo Tachabrash Legdish, Talitzo Tlanish Legdish. If you come and you got a para and you replace it with another para, or Talitzo Tachatlish, or you got a garment, you convert a garment, say Hegdesho Padui. The Hegdesh in the first one is Padui. Look at Rashi. Afapi Shalo Sam Damim Katsuvin, or Lo Sham Damim Katsuvin, even though you didn't have a certain value. Right, the Kaim line says Hegdesh Shave Mane Shechila Shave Prute Mechula. Even though Hegdesh Shave Mane and you redeemed it onto the Prute, right? So the money it works. However, Yad Hegdesh Aliyona. What does mean Yad Hegdesh Aliyona? Rashi says Shim Dami Malalu Yeteri Madame Hegdesh. If the money that you converted onto was worth more than the Hegdesh, then Hegdesh gets it all. Vim Hegdesh Atir Aleihem Yashlim HaKochon. If Hegdesh is worth more than what you converted on, then Hegdesh can demand for the other money. So when there's change, you don't get the change. But if it's worth less, you got to pay up the difference. You got it? That's Hegdesh Aleihem. I have a parazor b'chameh slaim. If you specify an amount, 5 slaim, tachat parash al Hegdesh, talitzu b'chameh slaim tachat lishal Hegdesh, Hegdesho padui, al Hegdesh rishon mosif chomesh. On the first time you're going to redeem it, you pay chomesh. Al Hegdesh shayni ain mosif chomesh. The second time around, if you're going to redeem it again from something else later on, you don't pay chomesh, and that's the answer to the question of the Reb Shimon Levi. We don't pay chomesh on the second hegdesh, only on the first hegdesh, and that is now the Mishnah we're discussing over here now. The Mishnah which we've already seen before, right? And it says like this: Ha'ona'ah arba kesef. Now, when we saw a similar idea in the Mishnah, we'll see in a moment a question coming up that we had a machloket. Do you remember? We had a machloket with Okay, no, let the Mishnah take it out. Honar ba'kesef. So if you cheat somebody out of things, it has to be at least 4 kesef. Va'atayna shtei kesef. Now, what's a tayna? Look at Rashi over here. So ona'a, there's a Rashi over here from, we learned so it's mem tet in this Gemara. Rashi says, ona'a ma'ot kesef shehem shesh bedinar. So we went through the whole currency calculation. We saw there that there's 6 ma'ot in a dinar. And the 24 dinar, a ma'ot, remember, in a seya. Remember, seya was 2 shekels and a shekel was 2 dinar. So it was 4 and there was a 6 ma'ot to a dinar. So that means as far as ma'ot are concerned, a seya is 24 dinar, 24 ma'ot. Remember? Everybody with me? And we said there that, according to me, we had Rabbi Meir said 1 in 24, Rabbi Yehuda said 1 in 12, and Rabbi Yossi said 1 in 6. So 4 out of 24 is 1 in 6. That's a shtut. Look at Rashi. Imaya mekach b'dmaya sela. Rashi was a sela, 24 ma'ot. Tahashta havia ona'a shtut lemekach. That's like Rabbi Yossi. So we say ona'a has to be 4 kesef in a sela, which is a shtut. A ta'ana, what's a ta'ana? Look at Rashi, yeah? A ta'ana, she'ain shvuot ha'dayanin. Right? What do you mean by ta'ana, yeah? He says, she'ain shvuot ha'dayanin ala ta'ana p'chuta mishtay ma'ot kesef. But if you got a morib a mitzat that you claim to somebody that I owe you something, and he says no, I only owe you a portion. So what he had the claim has to be she taneh shavishtei kesef, she has to be at least 2 kesef, two ma'ot. V'zei yodelahem shaviputa, and Rashi says v'ha'odah shaviputa, and the guy, so you claim for at least 2 ma'ot, and he has to acknowledge at least a pruta, right, of that he owes you, v'yichpor ashar, or your de'akov, v'yichpor pruta. So in other words, the pruta, there has to be at least a pruta, either he admits to everything else, but he denies at least a pruta, or he admits at least a pruta and denies everything else. But it has to be at least a pruta in either direction for the modim hoda'ah, the shvuah, to take place. Everybody with me? Right, Lance, clear? Right, okay. Chamesh putot hay. Now the Mishnah says there are 5 examples of where a putta comes into a putta. What are they? Hoda'a shere putta, we saw a moment ago. Hoda'a, acknowledging a putta when it comes to moreh mitzat. Ishibikesh shere putta, a woman gets married with shere putta. Haneneh shere putta, min ha-hegdesh ma'al. If you got at least hana'a of a putta's worth from hegdesh, you're over on me'ilah. Then amot shere putta, chayev lachin, you saw this as well. If you found something which was at least worth a putta, you had to make a declaration that you found it. Rashi is over here. About batzim yach, was less than a putta. Look, emir me'asher ta'abed mimenu. Part la'vedet she'em b'asher putta. If less than a putta, you have to announce it. Now, I suppose midat ha'chasidut, whatever. Then you can if you want to, but you don't have to. And then v'ha'gozet chaveiro, you stole from your friend she'er putta, and then nishba lo, and you made a shvua, you lied that you didn't owe it to him, and you were lying. You're going to give it back to him. Lichenu acharav afilu l'madai. You're going to travel all over the world, end of the world, to give it back to him. Look at Rashi. Why do you have to travel all over the end of the world? Im hodash nishba shki, you admitted that you lied in your shvua. The law have you like kapara ad she yachrin liyado mash. You're going to give him mamash in his hand. The law leshlucho not to ishaliach kritiv v'natan lasher asham lo. Give it to the guy who you lied to. So that was 5 dinim. Let's grab it one more time. Hoda'a in a modern mitzat. A woman mit kadesh. 5. Hana from you get benefit from hegdesh, from ila. Right? Motzi, you got to make a declaration. Machris. And a gezel. You got to go to Madai, all of those things, as long as they were a value of a pruta and not less. Okay? That's our Mishnah. You want to with me? Can we move on? Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanina Charedin, the Gemara has a question. I don't understand. Why did we learn this Mishnah? We already learned this Mishnah. Look at Mishnah on Mem Tet Amud Bet. We saw this just a couple of daf ago, 6 daf ago. Ha'on arba kesef, mi'eshiv arba kesef le'sele, shtut le'mekach, ha'ta'ana, shtay kesef, vora shtay pruta. We already learned that. We had the machlok there. We married Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shir, Rabbi Yossi. We had all those things there. We learned there all about a shtut, or maybe it was 1/24th or 1/12th. We already learned all of this. The Gemara says, "Itzri chalei." No, sorry. Ask, I wait for it. Mishnah Rabbi Kesef, shtut lemekach. The Gemara says, "No, we needed it for a ta'ana shtei kesef, a hora shave pruta." That second halacha there, that the for modi mikzat, we needed everything. I understand itzri chalei. We learned that as well. The Gemara says, "We learned as well. We learned that in kiddushin, in masechet shvur, we learned that." Shvot ha-dayanin, ta'atana shtei kesef, to make a shvur, take him to make a modi mikzat shvur, and the dayanin to kesef, and hoda'a shel buta, the word says, you're right. What's the chidush of this Mishnah? The Seifa, it's for the chidush of the Seifa, diktani chamesh putra, and the 5 things which surround the issue of putra, like we saw, right, which was the Hoda'ah. We saw the case of Kiddushin, Hana'ah from Hegdesh, Motzi, Machriz, it was one thing I meant that, and Kiddushin, I think Kiddushin, those five. That's what it's all about. Now the Gemara on that says, the Gemara discusses those Chamesh Putot. Why didn't we also mention Hona'ah, Ha'ona'ah Putta? Now our Mishnah says what? Ha'ona'ah Arba Kesef, right? Not a Putta. Why don't we say Ona'ah Putta? So Rav Kahana is auto merit, ain't on a Putta. So Rav Kahana says, why didn't we learn it? Because it's not a true. Because Ona'ah has to be more than a Putta. Remember, we learned when we're doing the calculation, I wrote it somewhere, that we had that cheshbon and we saw that putters were like the cheapest coin. We had 96 asirin isarin in a saya, and we had in a isar, I think we had 4 putot. I definitely wrote it down somewhere now. I can't find it. No. We saw. That's what we spoke about. Here it is. We said 8 prutot to an isar. So a seller was 96 pundion, or 96 isarim, and it was 8 times that, right? 8 times that less in was a putta. So it was like a putta was like next to nothing. And we say over here, someone do the math for me, 96 times 8. That's 96 times 8. 96 times 8. We spoke about 768, that's right. Just remember, Robert read that out, did the math. Why don't I write it out here? 768. Prutot in a cellar, you know. So it's really very, very little, eh? Very little. And yeah, we see what's about to say a prutta. So he says, the Gemara says over here, Velitni Gnami Hona Prutta, but I'm Rav Kahana, Zor Meretz, I don't know Prutta, but Levi Amar Yesh, Levi says there is. In fact, the Gemara says, Vechitani Levi, but when Levi learns our Mishnah, he learns in the Mishnah, Chamesh Prutot Hain. He's got a different version. What are the 5 putot used for? Ha'ona'ah, one is putta. Hoda'ah, one is putta. So he goes, he keeps Hona'ah. I mean, he keeps Hoda'ah. Right? Do we have Hoda'ah? Yes, we have Hoda'ah in our Mishnah. He keeps Hoda'ah. And he adds Hona'ah. Right? He adds Hona'ah. And then he says, V'kush isher putta, he keeps Kiddushin as well. V'gezel b'putta. Doesn't have gezel. Keeps gezel. Gezel is the same, right? Yeshivata dayanin b'pruta. So he's got yeshivata dayanin. He doesn't have meila. He doesn't have motzi u'machris. He's got ona'ah and yeshivata dayanin. Those are the two that he's got in place of nehene from thing and motzi u'machris. So Gemara says, "V'tanu didan, my time alok tani Yeshivat HaDayanin." So the Gemara first asks, "Why didn't our Tana mention that one day of Yeshivat HaDayanin in the morning of Mikzat?" He says, "Tana Gezel." He says, "Our Tana already used Gezel." Rashi explains, "What does it mean he used Gezel? He taught Gezel." So yeah, once he taught Gezel, where is it, Rashi? Tana Gezel. Mikavan the Tana Gezel put. He told Gezel put that. Shaminah Mamonahu of Kafidan. He says basically anything that's to do with money through things like stealing. Or Modi Miktsat on Dayan. Oh, that's in other words, we saw already that Gezel's there, so already what's Modi Miktsat? Tell of the Gezel. Because you're admitting to a portion of the stuff, you're stealing the rest of the stuff, right? So it's almost as included. So he says, Umilo Tani Gezel, Tani Aveda. He says, well, that's the case. Then how come he taught Aveda? If he already taught Gezel, and Gezel is money and it includes Modi Miktsat, why is it included as well in Aveda? If you found something, stealing something, all those things, we're learning how much an item should be worth value. It should include it in there as well. So in the Henech Yisrael, we needed to learn that separately, right? He says, why Gezel, I go zemich ha-shar ha-putta, if you stop me, you're afraid ha-putta, v'nishpa lo, you're lechen ha-chav ha-filu le-madai. He says, therefore, we needed to learn over there, the reason why he teach Gezel, he couldn't learn Gezel as part of the motze, the lost article, because the extra halacha there is not only the value of what you found, it's that you've got to go all the way to Madai, you have to go out to the other side of the world. So where to teach Gezel? So he says, okay, what about Aveda Motze, Aveda Shereputa, Chayav Lahachris, Afagav Dezal, and so those are the two things our Tanah had who wanted to teach. Wanted to teach the Aveda, the lost article, right, Motze Michras, what's the Aveda for? That even if you found an article that was worth a Putta, you got a Machris, even though in the meantime it became worth less than a Putta. Look at Rashi, Afagav Dezal, Bein Metzia Lahachraza. So those two halochas, which our Tanah wanted to teach, were very important for other reasons that they were mentioned. So he didn't want to leave them out. So the Gemara, and also in Levi, my time, Lord Tani Aveda, but why didn't Levi learn Aveda? Motzi Umech Machris? It's Tani like Gezel, he learned Gezel. So the Gemara says, Milok Tani Gezel, Tani Shivat HaDayani. So if he learned Gezel, why did he have to learn Gezel? Where he said, Shivat HaDayani he taught, which is more of a Mikzat, and that should teach you the Putta. Why would you need Gezel as well? So Yishvat HaDayanin is Trichle. He did Yishvat HaDayanin, the idea went for another reason. Lafuk came Rav Katina to exclude. We might have got confused with all Lachas like Rav Katina. What Rav Katina? Rav Katina, Beit Din is Kekina for Lepachom Yishvat HaPurta. We might have thought that if we didn't mention Yishvat HaDayanin, we wouldn't learn an extra Lach. What's extra Lach? Rashi over here, that the idea of Dayanin is that you started, if they started the Beit Din, And you couldn't start, you couldn't go to a Taina for less than a Shaveh Pruta. But once you were in Beit Din already, I thought I saw this in Rashi somewhere, but I can't see it, I can't find the Rashi, it doesn't matter. He said, once you were in Beit Din already, if the other guy countersued, and now you had started the process with a Pruta, he could countersue even if it was less than a Pruta. So you can't initiate proceedings in Beit Din with less than a Pruta, but once you already had Beit Din, you can add other claims that are less than a Putta. That was the chiddush that he wanted. Right? So, and babe, lafuker Rav Katina, because Rav Katina said that. Levi might have looked at Hegdesh. So now, why didn't Levi teach us about Hegdesh? Once they're already talking about Shavuot Putta, he says, no, Bechulin, we're talking about Chulin, Bechulin, not Kamari. So the Tani down the Kamari Bakochin, Nitni Mamasi Bapruta. So our Tana, who's talking about Kochim, because he's mentioning Nene Bashar Bapruta Behegdesh, he never had that. Once you talk about Kochin, why, right? So our Tana, the Tani down the Kamari Bakochin, because you got Nitni Masir, why did he mention Masir as well? So he says, no, he is Command Amar, right? The Gemara quotes Savia, we saw this on Nun Gimel as well the other day. Ein b'chum shor pruta. Remember, we saw machloket. Rabbi Asi was the one. We saw that like a four machloket. Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Remember this? Where one said that the keren had to be worth but not the chomesh. One said the chomesh had to be worth a pruta. And if the chomesh had to be worth a pruta, it means that the keren had to be worth at least four pruta. Because remember, we said the chomesh was 25% of the keren. Remember? Everybody with me? So the Chomesh, so he said, like that, he holds, Amar Ein B'chum Shor Pruta. He says, no, the Chomesh, right, that Amar Ein B'chum Shor Pruta. So that's why he said, Nami Maser B'Pruta. Maser B'Pruta, because you had to have, the Maser has to be at least four Pruta, because the Chomesh has to be a Pruta. So V'litni Chomesh Maser B'Pruta. What about the Chomesh Maser B'Pruta? So he said, no, but currently we're talking about the Keren, B'chum is not discussing the Chomesh. Okay, so that's basically the comparison between Levi and our Mishnah and why each one learned the work they learned. We can see, bottom line, is there's actually a lot more things that we could have learned about a Pruta, but our Mishnah chose after five things which they thought were important. Levi had a couple of other lists which he had. Everybody with me? Carry on. Okay, now I'm going very quickly, but it is Pesach tonight. Just one second. Okay. So that is now. The Gemara says Gufa. Okay, so that Gufa. Amar Rav Katina Beit Din is Kakina Filip Pachmi Shavuot Pruta. Okay, so this is where I saw that idea of the Shavuot Pruta. Rav Katina says that Beit Din is Kakina Filip Pachmi Shavuot Pruta. He doesn't hold like that Levi, right? So God says, Mati Rava, Hashem Atamina Kodesh Yeshalem. What do you mean that Beit Din is Kakina Filip Pachmi Shavuot Pruta? You can go to Beit Din for less than a Pruta. The fact that the pasuk said over here, ve'et asher chata min ha-kodesh. Now we'll see this ve'et over here. Et is a ribui. Talking about specifically hegdesh. It says ve'et asher chata min ha-kodesh Yerushalayim. He says lerabot pachol shereburta lehishavon. Right. So what are we talking about over here? This is a din over here that if a person was ma'al, if you were over on Eluk Rashi, rabot pachot ve'et darish tachol et megam et megam or ribuin. Right. So what's talking about over here? That if you were ma'al, if your me'ila was a listener put out, you got to pay it to Hegdesh. So the fact over here that he says we need a special limud of the et, which is l'rabot, so we learn l'kodesh in l'hedyot law. So what do you mean that he allows you to start a court case of listener putta? There's a whole limud over here with Hegdesh that there you pay the Hegdesh back as listener putta because we got a limud from a Gzera Katuv. So we see that individuals can't get involved in lessons of Prutta, doesn't help. So it's the Eliyat Mahachim, the Amar Rav Katina, Im Huskaku Beitin Leshave Prutta, if they already started the process of Prutta, Gomrin Afil Pachot, they can continue even if it's less than a Pachot, Rav Mishave Prutta. Tchadim Bein Prutta, Gamardin Lo. That's what the Rashi I was looking for. Okay, I wasn't a Rashi, it's a Gemara Meforeshet, right? So what it says there, once you started the process, look at Rashi explains it, Im Chazar Hasheni, this is the Rashi I'm looking for. If the second guy, Tavo Pachot Shereputa, Kodem Shamdu, Beitin Misham, Niskekin Losa. Now, the first guy takes a guy to Beitin for Shereputa. Now, in court, the other guy countersues for less Shereputa, and the court person is still going, Beitin will deal with that court case. Okay, that's what Rav Katina wanted to say, and Levi wasn't excited about it. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah Dachas, Chamisha Chum Shinei. There are five scenarios. We're discussing adding a chumash. There are five scenarios of where you've got a chumash. We add a chumash. What are they? So the Mishnah brings a couple which are like all parts. So let's call A, category A. One is ha'ochel truma, yitruma, or trumat maaseh. That's what the lady gives to the kohen. Or trumat maaseh shel demai. This is the important one. Because trumat maaseh shel demai, if you're taking off the lady giving the kohen truma maaseh of demai, demai is a safek from an amaretz. Right? Remember that there's no truma gedola from an amaretz. It's Rashi's over here as well. Because remember, someone all over the country. They saw that amaretzim took off truma gedola. The problem was with the rest of the stuff. So maser, right? So trumat maser of demai, and then chala and bikurim. And they all come from the same psuk, and they all learn together. They would have all learned together. So that's category number one. In all of those things, you add them b'shogeg, you pay mosif chomesh. Then a poder netravai. Netravai is the food in the fourth year. It's like maser shaini, or maser shelo. Only for jaws. We saw the other day as well. But we saw the whole trick the other day. Who was it? It was at the bottom of Amud Bet. Remember where it was? It was... who was it? Where he gave his friend... Remember, we tried to prove from there about the money. And he gave him... He gave him his master's shame so that he could give it to somebody else, that he could do the pigeons who would save the money. Remember that? Remember that, Gemara? About Amu Misha. Well, I don't like forgetting. Not below. Look on that. Look on that. On Daf Meme Amud Bet. Quickly run. Go to Meme Amud Bet quickly. Okay, it's only 10 Daf ago. It feels like a lifetime ago. But 10 Daf ago, the very last line of Meme Amud Bet. Yeah, we got there. Mate, yeah, Omed Begorin. The NBA Omed. It's a guy standing at the warehouse, standing on money. Omed Lechav says to his friend, Harei Perot, Halal Notnim Lach Beman. I'm giving you these fruits as a matana. Right? Then he says, I'm mechaleling your fruits on money I've got at home. Right? So Gemara says, Timer, right? So the Gemara says, if he had money, he would do it. But why did he do that? So we said over there that Notnim Rashi says over here, the very last lines of Memamud Bet, Notnim lecha b'matana, mikayvan shekan'an, since he acquired it now through a matana as a gift, nase harishon nochres lam. Now the original owner is a stranger to them. And remember, he's now been podeh on the price which is given to somebody else, they're not his. V'yochal liftotam b'lo chomesh. Remember that? He does it by chomesh. So chomesh only if it's your own. That's what our Mishnah says over here. Right? The Mishnah over here says, v'apod net revai umas yeshani shelo, your own, mosif chomesh. Then third category, hapodet hegdesho. Again, if you put your own hegdesh, mosif chomesh, we saw that in yesterday's daf, right? That if the balabayit was prepared to magdish, he magdish field and wanted to redeem it, and he said 20, and some other stranger also offered 20, hegdesh preferred the balabayit. Why? Because he paid 20 plus 5. Remember, all up till it got to 30. Remember that? Then it was equal. Remember that? 20, 21, 22, we saw it this morning. Right? It was yesterday's stuff, we saw it this morning. Today's stuff, sorry, we saw it today. Today's stuff. Right? If a guy with hana'a, a putter's worth from the hegdesh, mosif chomesh, and he adds a fifth, and the last friend, number five, is agudah chavash, you stop from your friend putter, the nishbalo, and you lie, and you're lying, mosif chomesh, you make a 25 at a chomesh. Okay, so I'm a rabbi. So kasha, Rabbi Lazar got a problem. What's his problem? Trumat maaseh shel demai. Our Mishnah here is discussing four out of the five examples here, all Doraitas. Well, not all five are Doraitas, but in category number one, right, there was Trumat Maaseh, Shel Demai, Echala, and Bikurim. There were five in category one. There were five examples. Four of them were all Doraitas, and one of them was a Drabanan, Trumat Maaseh, Shel Demai. You're taking Trumat Maaseh, the Levi taking your Trumat Maaseh from Demai to give to a Kohen, it's only a bit Rabbanan. It's all in the same category. He says, what? Rabbi doesn't understand. How's it mentioned here? Trumat Maaseh of Demai, v'chi asu chachamim chizuk, v'chibahem keshul Torah, the chachamim regard their takada, they give such a chizuk, that is listed as one of the five categories, right, of Torah. So Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel, yes, who's the Tanu Amish? Rabbi Meir said, asu chachamim chizuk, v'chibahem keshul Torah. Rabbi Meir says, they gave the chizuk of Torah to their things. The Tani quotes a bright Abi Masechet Gittin. Right? Maybe get from Midatayam. We learned this. You bring a get from Midatayam. So Chamim said, Natnula, you give it to her. Velo amar b'fananech b'fananechtam. The Ashliach comes. Right? So he's got to say, b'fananech b'fananechtam. It was written in front of me and signed in front of me. And what did they say? If he never said that, velo amar la, Yotzi, they got to divorce her. And if she never got divorced and she married somebody based on that get, Havlad Mamza. Dear Mary, Mary says, not only she got to divorce him, they're going to take the get away and do the whole thing all over again. If they don't, then she gets married and has a child. The child's a Mamza. Now that's a Durabanan, this idea of Fariach Havana Nechtam, because they weren't shtichim on the road and people weren't Vaki, remember? It was the whole story. And Chamim said, no, it's not true, they aren't a Mamza. Kassi, I said, what should you do? Said the Chamim. He said, "Men of Yachzav, we did it with take it again." V'yom el afanech v'anechtam. So God says, "Rabbi Meir, Mishum, the law, Amal afanech v'anechtam, Yotzi v'avlad Mamza." If he didn't say that, she would get divorced. She would get divorced. V'avlad Mamza. Amal says yes. And we had a time, consistent. Amal Rabbi Nun, Mishmei de Ula. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like a serious statement. Ya kol ameshane mimadbeir shetavu chachamim begitin. Whoever changes the format that Chachamim had prescribed when it comes to Gittin, Yotzi gets divorced, separates, right? If she married somebody based on that get, she's going to divorce that person. And if she didn't get divorced, or she before she had a child, Havlad Mamza. Okay, I'm going to stop off over here. Everybody have a good Yontif, a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a good Seder. We'll carry on.